Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Digging that new music on the new intro and the out. Got new music under the out, too. Next week on this program, we'll have new intros. We've got the intro and the out, but we'll also have new bumps coming back from the breaks and taking us in and out of breaks. And I think you'll dig the music, and that gets us to a place where we can do all the video stuff we want to do without any harassment from anybody, right? Because I'm all about copyrights. I understand copyrights. And while we have the licenses to use all the music we use here on the radio program, they don't extend out to some of the areas where we are growing. I hope you listened to the first hour of the program. I had a lot of fun in the first two segments. We're going to be doing some more of that on the program as we go through the weeks and as we get closer and closer to the election. And part of what, if you missed it, if you're just jumping in, I covered some of the whitewashing the Democrat Party is doing of themselves to rid themselves of their own horrible history. Because a lot of the horrible history that we're being attacked in America is going on across the country right now is their own history. And that's, for example, I focused on the four speakers of the House, that Nancy Pelosi, running that cesspool of an operation over there, took the portraits down off the walls in Congress, failing to mention to you, as did the New York Times and others, that all four of those speakers were Democrats. So I told you I'd give you little tidbits from now and throughout the program. I'm going to pepper them in, because Jeffrey Lord, great writer, going to be here next week. Didn't want to bother him on the 4th of July weekend. He couldn't make it today. But next week, he's going to be here to talk about two columns that he wrote. And one of them in particular, Democrats, the Missing Years, reminds us that in 2008, the DNC website section labeled Party History was scrubbed clean of over 52 years of the Democrats' history that they don't want you to know. Here's another one of those tidbits. There's no reference to Jim Crow, as in Jim Crow laws, nor is there any reference to the role Democrats played in creating them. These were the post-Civil War laws passed enthusiastically by Democrats in that pesky 52-year part of the DNC's missing years. These laws segregated public schools, public transportation, restaurants, restrooms, and public places in general, everything from water coolers to beaches. The reason civil rights heroine Rosa Parks became famous is that she sat in the front of a whites-only bus, the whites-only designation, the direct result of Democrats. And we're going to continue to pound these truths as America, as we watch America, just these Democrats, these socialist Marxists, attempting to take our country apart piece by piece. We're not going to let it happen here. We're going to look back and somebody's going to say, we were telling the truth and we were fighting for the truth, regardless. Let's go to my next guest, Ryan Hartwig, who, boy, I'll tell you what, with Project Veritas, Facebook insider with Project Veritas. I had him on the program last week and couldn't wait to bring him to this forum today. Ryan, welcome inside Armed American Radio's MonsterCast Crossbreed Holster Studios, my brother, and the Lead Slingers microphone. It's great to have you here. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks for having me on today.
A pleasure. And your appearance on the program last week was a hit, and I wanted to get you on this monster show with over 250 plus radio stations around the country. Two new ones, by the way, WJFN 820 AM and 92.7 FM in Richmond, Virginia, and WIRB 1240 AM Alabama. That's around the Dothan area, or a little bit west of Dothan, Alabama. Excuse me. I'll get it out if I'm not mistaken. Ryan, okay, tell us a little bit about what you did, because you Facebook insider. What does that mean?
Yeah, so about a week and a half ago, I went public. I came forward as a essentially whistleblower, Facebook insider with Project Veritas. So I filmed with a hidden camera for many months. I worked as a content moderator for Facebook. So I filmed with a hidden camera, and I exposed the extreme bias and censorship that's happening every day on those platforms.
Give me, because I love this, because we hear, listeners, viewers, we hear about this all the time, right? Ryan, if you go back, I can remember years ago when we used to question, wow, the media sure seems biased, right? And right now, we're at that point with this new media, with this social media, where people are suggesting, hey, this is, we're starting to see that now. We're more and more and more. Of course we know they're biased. But just like back in the days of, you know, Walter Cronkite shifting power over to Dan Rather and these people sitting in the seat, we start to see their bias grow over years. Now it's just out. Now it's flagrant. Now they're out of the bias closet. It's, they don't even care anymore. Is that what's happening over there on these platforms, including the one you infiltrated?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. I mean, I have my coworkers on camera talking about how Trump supporters are a bunch of effing rednecks. Another coworker was wanting to accept the $80 million bounty from Iran to assassinate Trump. I mean, these are the, and it's not just the coworkers, but it's the policy itself. But yeah, the bias is rampant.
Yeah, I didn't want to play. I mean, I have the videos. They're awesome. You know, we've got somebody in here now that says Ryan's videos are devastating on the comment section. If you want to comment on, if you're watching on the Facebook live stream, by all means, please do. And keep your comments, right? And I'll be more than happy to read them and he'll be able to answer them for you. But like a lot of other, I don't want to play the videos for you. I'd rather have you describe them because it takes too much time away from us. But what was your biggest takeaway when you... when you first went in, well, let me ask you this. What was the first thing you heard that made you think, ruh-roh, I'm in the right place?
Yeah, so I started in March of 2018, so I was there for nearly 2 years. And I remember in the first month I was there, one of my trainers was just openly, you know, bragging about how much she loves Obama. And she used the phrase, Obama is my Patronus charm. So right off the bat, that kind of struck me as odd. I'm like, okay, she's being pretty open here about her political views.
Right. Yeah. And that surprised you?
Yeah, that was pretty shocking. I mean, you know, most of the time at work, people try to be professional and try to, you know, at least be a little bit neutral if you're in a professional work setting. But no, right from off the bat, they were open about their political views. And then... you know, a month after I started, that's when Zuckerberg testified in Congress that they don't censor any political speech. But then they started giving these exceptions. Hey, we're going to give an exception. We're going to, hey, this Trump supporter is being victimized. He's wearing a MAGA hat. You know, it's showing him Trump supporter is a victim. We're going to delete that video. So the list goes on and on. There's quite a few things that shocked me. And I reached that tipping point where I just said, hey, enough's enough. I reached out to Congress about a year ago, and then shortly thereafter, I reached out to Project Veritas. But yeah, something needs to be done. Yeah.
Okay. Well, because you said something needs to be done, let me ask you in your – now, we talked a little bit before. That's kind of – I got so much to ask you, and I don't want to blow my other questions, my other lines. So let me do it this way. Because you said something needs to be done – what other efforts? You just told us, what efforts did you take? What were all the efforts you took? Because you said, you know what? This is wrong. Something's wrong here. What specifically did you do? You reached out to Congress. You reached out to Project Veritas. Anything else? Did you ever say anything to management?
I did talk to it. You know, I did mention it a little bit. It wasn't really – it was something I didn't really feel comfortable talking to management with because, you know, I applied for – well, one of my managers, for example, he was a firm – a very big Bernie Sanders supporter. And, you know, in the video that came out a week and a half ago, there was the example that said, hey, it's okay to attack straight white males as filth in the context of not supporting LGBT. So that's something that I documented. I mean, I did a lot, you know, filming with hidden camera for many months, but in the last week, since the video came out, I've had at least 12 media appearances. I was on there. It's actually since your last show, on Thursday, I was on live TV in Spain. I speak fluent Spanish. And then on Friday, I was on with a Rebel News Media in Canada. So I'm just trying to get the word out there. And hopefully, I'm talking to a current congressman right now, and we're trying to get a criminal referral over to the DOJ. I mean, ever since then, since May of 2019, I documented all those things. I raised it up. I worked with Project Veritas. And I just think it's really important for the American public to know what's going on behind closed doors at Facebook.
Let's talk specifically about this program.
Yeah.
We did briefly. Now, I you know I'm Facebook live streaming right now, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not reaching a fraction of the nearly close to 100,000 Facebook fans that are all organic, that are here because they love Armed American Radio, not because we went out and bought them to come over to click a like button, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they're here organically. And Facebook is not, is when I go out, when I go live today on Facebook, is all of my supporters and fan base being notified that I'm live? While we're going to the break, I apologize. When we come back, let me take that question to you. I was so intrigued with the conversation. See, this is fascinating stuff. We'll be back with Ryan Hartwig from Project Veritas, the Facebook insider, right after this, and I'll finish that question with him. Don't go away. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. If you are watching on the Facebook live stream, we are talking about Facebook with insider from Project Veritas, Ryan Hartwig. Ryan, let's go right back to you. This is a fairly short segment, so I want to jump right back in there with you. Okay, so the question that I was asking you is, with nearly 100,000 folks, okay, nearing that, I've been over 100,000, and all of a sudden I've watched them come down. Every time we get to 90, it comes down. Are they throttling this? They're not. Not everybody that is a fan of Armed American Radio even knows we're live.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Mark, it's very possible they are throttling. I'm sure there's many other groups like yours, conservative gun right groups, that are being throttled. My direct experience, I did on the Spanish market, I did manage or delete groups and pages, and then also Facebook and Instagram. So my direct experience is I saw that, you know, in Mexico during the presidential election a couple of years ago, there were groups that were pro-leftist that seemed to have a lot more followers than the conservative groups. So yeah, it is very possible. They don't like the right wing at all. They recently made an exception, like 6 months before I left, to allow cops to be called pigs. So before that, it was taken down if you had an image of a cop.
Right.
But they said they changed the wording and they said, hey, it's okay now to call cops pigs. So we know where their bias is. We know what their viewpoint is. Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you something that interesting that just happened while we're sitting here talking. I have a business page while we're live up so that I can see comments, moderate, and so forth. That page just disappeared. The page re-upped itself. I am simply looking at the page now as a viewer of the page. I no longer have access. This is the first time this has ever happened, Ryan. Okay. Yeah. I've never seen this happen before. So I have no more access to get into the page as a moderator. I'm now viewing it as if I were a fan looking at the page. So I can see that it's still live. Now, any coincidence there?
I don't believe in coincidences.
Well, I don't either. Not when we're having this conversation. I truly do not.
Yeah.
Because I now no longer have access to cut off my live stream. I can only see it as a live on there. It's absolutely, utterly unbelievable. I am now not able, completely unable, cannot get to that page. It completely flipped me out of that page. I can't even shut off the live stream now. The only way I would have to do it is by doing it through the production equipment that I'm using and the actual cameras itself to cut that feed off and stop streaming on there. I can no longer do it from Facebook. I'm simply watching it now as if I were a fan of the show. All right, so yeah, I don't believe in coincidences either. So those of you who I can no longer see your comments, so take it for whatever it's worth. Maybe it pops back up after Ryan leaves. Ryan, let's talk about something. You were telling me prior to the program when we were discussing your appearance today about open carrying at a protest. You want to give us some details about that?
Yeah. So I got in trouble in the video. You'll see that I got in trouble with HR because I shared a link to an LA Times article, and I was on the cover of LA Times from a protest I attended in 2015. May of 2015. So this is 4 months after Charlie Hebdo. This is a month after two guys from Phoenix tried to go murder some people in Texas because they were drawing Muhammad. So I attended a freedom of speech rally in Phoenix here next to a mosque. And it was open carry. It was very peaceful. It was peaceful until the counter protesters showed up. Then it got heated.
Yeah, but usually is.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment. I can still carry. And I was open carrying it that day, but yeah, I got in trouble. They said that I was advocating violence just by sharing a link showing me holding cartoons from the Charlie Hebdo cartoonists, people who've been murdered 4 months prior. And they told me I was discriminating and I was advocating for violence just by sharing the link.
Now, who told you that? Who did that?
This was HR, the human resources.
HR nailed you at Facebook for that.
Yeah, because Facebook, I was using the Facebook tool to chat, like it's their little intranet. So Facebook had to, send that information down to Cognizant. And so essentially, in a way, Cognizant HR, but yeah, Facebook saw it as well. And I got in trouble for that, for sharing a link to that.
That is unbelievable. So that begs this question. Why am I here on this forum and not why am I allowed on this forum with what we talk about? And for that matter, I asked you this during the daytime show as well, but for this much larger audience, are they watching this show with the two of us now? Someone at Facebook is a human being viewing this?
It's very, very possible. I mean, and I even have my blog set up with all my media appearances. I'm sure they've watched every single word I've said. And I'm sure there'll be a lawsuit coming up. Project Veritas will have my back on that. But yeah, I'm very certain that they're watching us, watching what I'm doing, what, you know, the word that I'm spreading. They tried to, YouTube tried to freeze my video. They froze the viewer count at 146,000 the day it came out. Because within right. 5 hours there, I had 150,000 views. So yeah, they're doing everything they can. I mean, you won't hear a peep about my story in mainstream media, but it's one of the biggest stories of the year. Yeah.
Now, do you expect to testify in front of Congress in the near future? I would not be surprised to see you up on the Hill.
Yeah, we're in talks right now with the congressman, and I think it's very possible because what I witnessed directly contradicts what Zuckerberg testified about 2 years ago.
Really? So now we're talking.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because he testified that they don't censor political speech, but I directly witnessed that they are censoring political speech. That they gave newsworthy exceptions to target conservatives and give additional protections to leftists.
Yeah. All right. Now, when we say conservatives, let's drill down a little bit deeper here.
Yeah.
What about certain factions of conservatives, such as pro-gun rights Facebook pages? We hear the term shadow banning all the time. Okay, does this go on?
Yeah.
How far down do they drill, or is it just general, whatever a conservative, whatever they disagree with, they consider conservative speech?
Yeah, anything they disagree with. So when the 3D printing was popular and started to be spread online, they really cracked down on that. That was a huge directive for them. They have very specific policies that teach us as content moderators, like what gun parts are, what where you're allowed to sell. Like you can sell a scope online on Facebook, but you can't sell something that's other gun parts. You can't sell ammo. So yeah, they're very, very specific as to the instructions they give to content moderators as to what stays on the platform and what gets taken off.
Obviously we're on the platform. Okay. We're simply talking about gun rights and that's what we do. Content like this, at risk because of the content of what we're talking about?
So per the policy, there's nothing that violates from this, you know, live stream, because I also did moderate, you know, live streams at a certain point. Now there may be an algorithm that's violating. There might be an engineer somewhere who's right. Boosting this right now. And they can choose what the content moderators get in their queue. So if Boogaloo, hashtag Boogaloo is trending, they can throw all those jobs into our queue to make sure they'll get more scrutiny.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because, as I mentioned, I've only got a couple seconds, so let me just say this. I want to have you back on the program again in the very near future. I want to continue the conversation as you go through this process that you're going through. Okay. Fair enough. You'll come back?
That sounds great. Yep.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, I found it very interesting that I have lost my ability to moderate my forum and everything else. It literally popped off my screen while we're on air. I'm simply looking at a Facebook page as if I just happened to it as a viewer or a friend or a fan of the show. Fascinating. We'll see if it comes back. I'm just going to leave well enough alone. So, commenters, I'm not seeing your stuff. We'll be back with Patricia Huff right after this on GunBroker.com. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, as promised in the previous segment. Here we are now at the bottom of the hour, one of my favorite people on earth. Lots of fun. Patricia Huff, gunbroker.com. How are you, Patricia? Welcome to Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, and a happy 4th of July to you.
I'm great. Happy 4th to you too, Mark.
Did you get out and have some fun? Did you get out anywhere? Did you do anything fun?
Yeah,
or are we all locked down?
I don't know, kind of still locked down, but we did shoot off some fireworks in the cul-de-sac.
Bingo, that's good. Hey, by the way, I got to ask you, how's the AR-15 Smith & Wesson M&P treating you?
Oh, it's the best. I still love it. I'm really wanting to get back to Adventure Outdoors to go shoot it, but, you know, social distancing.
Okay, now I got a question for you. This is off the cuff here. I hadn't even thought about this, but a neighbor was asking me a couple days ago. It's funny how that happens when guns are flying off the shelves. I get people come to me all the time. I've lost count now over the last month in particular. Hey, can you help me? I'm looking for this. Do you know anybody because of what you do that might be able to? And my response is no, you know, except you need to go to gunbroker.com.
Yeah, we really do still have everything. And while ammo is in short supply, we have millions of boxes of ammo. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for something specific, you can find it with gunbroker.com.
And see, that's important. People forget that. And it's listeners and viewers, it's really, really important that you remember this. And it's going to be like this for a long time. This is not going to slow down. Patricia, I don't think we're going to see a slowdown here until way after the next inauguration, regardless of who's inaugurated, right?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I think this is going to be huge. So listen, you can do yourself a favor. gunbroker.com. Sign up with your email. That's all you have to do. Doesn't cost you a penny. Gunbroker.com. Sign up and you can peruse. What is it? It's over 1.5 million auctions going on actively at all times, right?
That's right.
And you can see anything and everything. What we're going to do for you now, and I love these segments with you, Patricia. They're fun. I get a lot of great feedback. Because now we're going to talk about new revolvers, the top sellers for the month of June. Like, it's hard to believe we're already in July. My gosh. New revolvers and used revolvers that are selling at gunbroker.com. And if you want to view these or follow along with us, if you're sitting somewhere, you can do that. Gungenius.com. You can go to gungenius.com and you can click on the handguns and go to used revolvers. You can follow right along with us on these. All right, Patricia, you ready to rock and roll?
So are we doing new first or used first?
We're going to do new. What's on the list? What's on the list? We got revolvers new and then revolvers used. So let's start with the new revolvers. Okay. Number five. I love this gun. And you and I were talking about it before we came on air. And that's the Taurus Judge. I love this thing.
Yeah, the Taurus Judge, it's great. It's a five-shot revolver designed to shoot both 410 shot shells and 45 ACP. And I really love the Judge for self-defense and home protection. And I have recommended it to dozens of people who are first-time gun buyers. It really is a great first pistol.
You know, you're so spot on with that. And here's something. I go a little bit farther when I recommend to people. A lot of people don't have permits for whatever reason. If you're somebody, for example, that has you don't carry the gun regularly, but you keep it in your car, for example, this is the perfect gun for defense of yourself in an automobile. The Taurus Judge with that 410 shot is absolutely the best. As far as I'm concerned, one of the best that you can buy. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's a great tactical decision.
It really, truly is. That 410 in there makes this a really good gun if you're scared of carjacking. This is the gun to have. All right, let's move up to number four now, and this is the Heritage Arms Rough Rider. This has been on lists before with us, but I'm kind of surprised to see it on the list all the time. Tell us about it.
It's very popular. We do see it all the time. The Rough Rider Rimfire Revolver, it's American-made. It's single-action 22, and it really pays homage to the Old West. And it's built tough with great workmanship, accuracy, quality. It'll really turn heads. And that's why we continue to see this on the list.
Yeah, it's a great gun. And listeners, we see it here all the time. So think about that. Smith & Wesson 642 is number three. No shock here at all.
Yeah, another quintessential firearm. You know, built on Smith & Wesson's J-frame, it has a five-shot cylinder and is rated for plus P 38 special ammunition specifically. And it has stainless steel and alloy construction. It's corrosion resistant. This is another really good first-time buyer's gun.
Yeah, it really truly is. The Taurus 856 is number two on the list. Not a surprise. Now, I've had both the 856 and I've had the Judge. I've traded them over the years, but I've owned both of these guns, so I can speak for them. Go ahead on the Taurus 856, another great revolver.
So the Taurus Model 856, what it really is a scaled up version of Model 85. And 85 is a five shot revolver that comes in a bunch of configurations, including lead steel, stainless steel, polymer frame, and ultralight. But the differentiating factor for 856 is that it holds six shots instead of five.
Yeah. And, you know, from a price perspective, these Tauruses are great guns too. So if you're budget conscious here a little bit, Taurus makes a dynamite handgun for a little bit less money than some of the other manufacturers out there. So you get a lot of gun for the money. And I think, do you know where that starts? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, no, you're not putting me on the spot at all. So the 856, I'm seeing bidding starting at $290. And for perspective, the Judge, I saw bidding starting at $205.
Wow. Okay. So you see, these guns are really good for you if you're budget conscious. They're great. I can't say enough about them. My first revolver that I ever bought was a Taurus as well. All right, we're going to move now to the number one, and there's this little bit of a story to tell about this. But listeners, you know me, you know what I've been saying. I want for the longest time, and a number of you are sending me emails to just kind of rub it in. But it's the Colt Python, and you have a little story to tell about an email I got, right?
I do. We tell the story all the time. And Mark, you just need to buckle down and buy one.
I know.
The Colt Python 357 pistol built on Colt Forge iframe. But the interesting thing was, the last time we talked about this last month, one of your listeners, Dan, emailed us and said he bought one because we discussed it. So you can literally find these right now on gunbroker.com.
And the price now, he bought a new one. Did he buy a new one or did he buy a used one? I don't recall.
He didn't say.
Okay. He bought one.
But he sent a picture and the picture was beautiful.
There, it's the Colt Python. There's nothing else you can say about it.
Right.
It's the Colt Python. It's the baddest blank pistol you can have as far as, that's just my, this host's opinion. It's a Colt Python, and it is gorgeous, and they are available at gunbroker.com. All right, now we're going to go down to used revolvers right now. We'll start this. We might not finish it, but we can start it. And that's this, number five is the Smith & Wesson 29, right?
Yep, 29 is a six-shot double-action revolver chambered for 44 Magnum, and it comes with seven different barrel lengths, and for a while, you could get them even with custom barrel lengths.
Oh, man. And, this, when you look at the Smith & Wesson 29, it screams classic revolver. It just screams it. And it's a price point. Let's go to, do we have a price point? Because this is their end frame. This is a large frame revolver.
It is. So, yeah, I saw it starting at $305.
Okay. All right. 44. A beautiful gun. Six rounds and a four-inch barrel. So, fun stuff. All right, let's move over to, and we've got another minute to go, so we're good here. Let's go up to the next one on the list is the Ruger Blackhawk. I'm sorry, the Ruger Blackhawk.
Yeah, the Blackhawk also comes in a variety of calibers and barrel lengths, grips, and finishes. So you can really find this to suit your needs any way you want to have it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful gun, and it's a classic, too. And the number three is the Smith & Wesson 19, right?
Yeah, so the Smith & Wesson Model 19 Combat Magnum was a 357 Magnum revolver introduced in 1957 on the K-frame. And the K-frame is somewhat smaller and lighter than the in-frame 357, which you would know as the Smith & Wesson Model 27.
Right. And then, since time, we might be able to get through this. Number two is the Taurus 856. Real quick. We have about 20 seconds.
We already talked about the Taurus 856 and the new, and I'll reveal number one. Number one, no surprise, Colt Python. We talked about it. It's a great gun.
It's the Colt Python. I'm going to leave it at that. We actually got out of this segment in perfect time. That was great. Perfect timing. So there's your new revolvers and used revolvers at gunbroker.com. When we come back, we're going to do semi-auto new and semi-auto used. Back right after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low-quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but four football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. I love doing these segments with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com because I not only get to talk about them, but a number of these guns, Patricia, I've owned. Some of them I want. Obviously, that Colt Python is at the top of my list. And to those of you who love it and rub it in, keep sending me the emails, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love seeing these things. GunBroker.com is where you go. Sign up and you can see all these beautiful guns and a lot more than just this at GunBroker.com. All right, Patricia, you ready? Let's start with number five. And we're going to do now new semi-auto handguns, right?
That's right.
Top sellers from June. And there's nothing shocking on these lists at all. Nothing at all. But each of the, it's fun to talk about them because they're so popular. And number five is a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. The only thing I can say about that is I'm shocked to see it at number five. It's so popular.
It is very popular. And I know that it's a semi-automatic 9mm pistol, but it was introduced in 2016, so this is a relatively new gun. And I know that you know that M&P stands for military and police, but your listeners may not know that SHIELD refers to the defense of concealed carry aspects of this pistol.
Yep. So you got a little bit of really cool nostalgic background on a fairly new gun that is wildly popular, wildly popular. And this gun, price point on GunBroker right now, about where?
So I saw it starting at $125 for bidding, and it has no reserve.
So no reason. What that means, listeners, is that when it's got no reserve, that means whenever that bid, whenever the auction closes out, the gun is going to sell for whatever the price is there. So it's worth bidding at that price. It really, truly is.
It really is.
You can't lose anything. I mean, my gosh, you're gonna, if nobody else bids on the gun, which they're gonna, but if nobody else did, in theory, you're going to walk away with that starting bid whenever it closes out. The odds are, if you bid 126 on it or 130, whatever number you put on it, 150 or 200, you know, somebody else comes up above you and that's your limit. Well, you didn't lose anything and you had some fun in the process. Number four, Sig Sauer P365 Nitron Micro Compact. No shock there either. Also getting, this gun's becoming really popular too.
not at all a shock. And I believe SIG said this is their most popular model right now. And the 365 replaces the P290RS. And it's a striker-fired short recoil handgun with a stainless steel slide and frame. And they're both treated with that black nitron finish. And the side serrations, which is a really great feature of this gun on both the front and back end, make the slide manipulation really easy.
Really, it's very true. And I've owned both of these guns, still have the Smith & Wesson 9. Traded the SIG, but a wonderful firearm. Number three, I've not owned this gun. That's the Springfield Hellcat. But I think we've talked about this one before.
We did. We talked about it last month. The Springfield Hellcat is basically a higher capacity Springfield XDS 9mm pistol. And like the SIG, it has that stack and a half capacity, which allows you to have, it's not truly a double stack, but it allows you to have more capacity in a grip that's not super big.
Exactly. I love the gun. I may have to make a look at it. I may have to take a look at this thing in the future. I've held them. I've not shot them. But it is a beautiful handgun. Number two and number one are no shock at all. Number two is the SIG P320, wildly popular.
Yeah, the SIG P320 model comes in several sizes and calibers and can be easily converted from one to another. And the thing about this pistol is that it's been adopted by the U.S. military and really countless other military and law enforcement agencies around the world.
Yeah, this one replaces the Beretta.
That's right.
The SIG P320. With the military for good reason. Now, I owned the gun, and the SIG had an issue, a drop issue there was. They corrected it. They fixed the problem that they claimed there wasn't. But if you perceived that you wanted to have it swapped out, they would do that for you. But that was a long time ago, and the guns now, I mean, are just, they're perfect. And the P320 is wonderful. I did trade mine out. I have not replaced it, but that one's on my list. And number one, I mean, I've got one, and so do most people in the country have this. It's the most popular concealed carry gun, I think, ever, and it's the Glock 19 for good reason.
Yeah, Mark, I have one of these too. The Glock 19 is a semi-automatic pistol, and it's a really reliable 9mm handgun. And it's so easy to learn how to use and operate and maintain, which makes it just really an ideal choice for self-defense and concealed carry.
Perfect size, perfect round count, perfect weight, perfect feel, all spells a great gun for self-defense, for concealed carry, the Glock 19, and that's why it is a classic. And you're going to see some more Glocks on this next list, too. We're going to move into it. We've got about 3.5 to 4 minutes to go. Number five is the Glock G22. Gotta love it.
Yeah, so this Glock G22 is number five on the used list. And Glock 22 is a revolutionary 40 caliber pistol, and it's the most widely used pistol by law enforcement agencies. But we've talked about this before, and I keep saying this, and I just need to buckle down and buy one, because the best part about this gun is the modular backstrap.
Yep.
That makes the grip customizable to fit any size hand.
Yeah, and
which
it's,
is great for women.
You know, and there's plenty of ammo out there. Nines coming a little bit back more into fashion while law enforcement's still carrying this gun. There's a lot of 40 caliber ammo is pretty plentiful out there. So, and the 22 is an absolute classic. I have one. SIG P320. We just talked about that, obviously. So do you want to jump up now to number three again, which is?
Well, number three we talked about.
It's the Glock 19.
We both have them. I love shooting mine. Again, can't wait to get back to Adventure Outdoors to, you know, do some target shooting, but. You know, we'll do it when it's safe.
And well, now, number two, we are going to. I want to get back out with the M&Ps again. The number two is my favorite. I can't say my favorite. I'm going to say it's the gun I've owned the longest. This is my old worn out pair of jeans here. I have a car that's pretty much like that to me, that's really well broken in, and a number of others. But This is the Glock 17, and to me, this is my comfortable, worn-out pair of jeans that still fit with holes in them. I mean, this gun has been a go-to for me for years.
And so I don't know if you knew this, but Glock 17 is named the 17 because it was a 17th patent.
Yeah.
In a series of 9mm pistols that carry 9 plus 1 rounds, and so just like the 19, also 9 plus 1. And this pistol has a polymer frame and is short recoil operated. It really is a fantastic handgun.
This gun is the 1911 of the polymer frame guns. This is the 1911 to me is the best way I can say it. It fits me that way.
Yeah, so I never really thought about it that way, but I think you're absolutely right when you say that.
It is for me. It has that comfort. You know, when you pick up a 1911, there's comfort there. And to me, the Glock 17 feels that way, too, even though the grip is a little boxy. But this gun, and you know, when this gun came out in the 80s, revolutionized everything. And this was the gun that did it. And it's wildly popular for a reason. Let's jump up in the essence of time. We've got about a minute to the SIG P226. I mean, this list is everything most people have in their safes.
It really is. The Sig Sauer P226 is a full-size service type pistol and comes in 9mm Parabellum, 40 and 22 calibers, and it's essentially the same basic design as the Sig Sauer P220, but it was developed to use higher capacity double stack magazines in place of the single stack magazines that they use in the P220.
And the SIGs can be a little bit pricey, but I'll tell you, this gun was actually designed to be carried by the U.S. Army, SEALs, Texas Rangers, and a ton of other elite military and law enforcement pros. The Sig P226 is the classic. This list here, I don't see anything on this list at all in this category that shocks me in any way, shape, or form. Nothing on there. Even the placement of these guns, they all could have been interchanged in any order as far as I'm concerned. Patricia Huff, thank you for being here. Can't wait to bring you back. It's always a pleasure. Hope you enjoyed your 4th of July. Armed American Radio listeners, get this. We're going to get up and do it again in the next hour because we've got the roundtable upon us. Armed American Radio will be back after this. Don't go away.
Just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.